Gallery owner David Zwirner has been part of the Chelsea art scene for a long time, opening a new space on 20th Street. Mm. Why is this big news?
Well, it's part of that trend of galleries opening more and bigger spaces, and this one is also huge. They boast 30,000 square feet of exhibition space, and that's which that also includes their upper floors, which where they're going to be holding shows. But it is not small on the first floor either. It used to be a parking garage, but they demolished it, and now it's a new LEED certified building. It's really gorgeous, and they opened it up just last week with a show of Dan Flavin and Donald Judd. They're both minimalist sculptors, and both deceased and known for their work in the 70s mostly, and it just looks so good. And that's the way it is with minimalism. You really draw attention to the architecture.
There are some younger artists moving into Chelsea. Jacob Casse recently joined 303 Gallery. What's behind that move?
Well, Jacob Casse, his name has sort of been synonymous these days with a young artist who is suddenly extremely popular. In 2010, he made headlines because a painting that was estimated to sell at auction for $8,000, in fact, sold for $86,000. And everybody sat up at that. And since then, he's gone on to sell them for nearly $300,000. And he sells a lot of works for that much, despite the fact that he's only 28. His best-known pieces are silver monochrome paintings that actually incorporate silver into them. They look a little mirror-like, but kind of also dirty at the same time. They're really very attractive. And he just actually had three shows in New York, two of which have now closed. One was at The Kitchen, another at the Swiss Institute, and then and he's currently in a show right now with Olivier Mose and Lawrence Wiener at Andrea Rosen Gallery.
I'm looking at some images on the web of Jacob's work, and there's some texture to them. It looks like a coated mirror. Mm-hmm. Things are very fuzzy
and it is reflective, but very
much muddying your image when you gaze into it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and so his joining 303 was, and no one was really sure where he was going to go, but it would obviously be a big coup for his, for whatever gallery was going to pick him up. He left his old gallery, 11 Rivington, about 6 months ago.
Tell me about how galleries are recovering after Sandy.
Well, for the most part, what we've heard is good things. The insurance companies are not being stingy. Chelsea really bounced back remarkably quickly. David Zwirner, in fact, had a show, I think, 2 weeks after the storm. That was not really that. And everybody else pretty much started opening shows afterwards, too. You know, most of the work of the recovery involved cutting out the walls where the wave had come in and then replacing it. The lost artwork is a problem, but it actually doesn't hinder continuing function of the gallery.
Lastly, I want to move beyond Chelsea and talk about the Guggenheim's new show, Gutai, Splendid Playground, on post-World War II art from Japan.
It is a lot of fun. I mean, I think that, you know, there have been a lot of recent shows that have focused on post-war Japanese art. I think it's sort of an area that still needs to be explored in the West. And, part of the fun of these shows is seeing the parallel evolution that kind of happens there. One artist I saw in the Gutai show burned his paintings in 1969. And, you know, John Baldessari famously did that the very next year here.
Thanks so much for joining me today, Dan.
Thanks for having me.
Dan DeRay is a writer for the New York Observer and its art website, galleristny.com. This is WNYC.